NASCAR on Prime lights up Music City. Who's got what it takes to tackle the concrete at Nashville Super Speedway and walk away with NASCAR's coolest trophy? Stream the NASCAR Cup Series at Nashville, Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, where music meets motorsports, only on Prime.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I was like, you know, it's like the olden days when we'd shut off the lights in the bedroom and then, are you? Yeah. Squeaky, squeaky.
Yeah, happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy
just got
Wednesday.
Off work.
Yep.
Yep.
Came
Chris
home,
is drained.
Scarfed down a plate of food, and here we are.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm tired as fuck, too.
I am. Yeah, I feel like a little under the weather right now. That's how I feel. Yep. I go, Chris. I'm like, man, I don't know what it is. I just feel like I could just go to sleep.
Go to bed.
Go to bed. Feel like I could maybe puke, but maybe not. I'm not sure. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm just kind of, there's been a bug going around my work for like 2 weeks. There's been people that are sick for like 2 weeks. And I'm like, don't give me that shit. And I'm worried that I might.
Apparently COVID's circulating again. So it's a new strain. New strain of COVID circulating.
Oh yeah. I saw that, dude. Yeah,
that might be what one of the workers
maybe it
has.
Is, yeah.
She says she's like,
I think it's in downtown Houston too. So
yeah, man. I know. She's like, I can't taste anything. I'm like, man, probably COVID.
Yeah.
And I'm like working in her office. I'm like, man, wipe this shit down. It is what it is. You know, it's just another bug. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's also the weather. You know, we've had some extreme ass weather the past couple days. My goodness.
Didn't it flood?
No.
I didn't get a lot of flooding, but damn.
Dallas, Fort Worth or something had major storms at their airport or something like
that.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, we got that too. It was.
I had to come up here in the middle of the night on Monday night.
Monday night.
Because our power was flickering. Because of the storm, and I didn't want it to fuck up any of the shit. So I came up and like shut everything down real quick.
I know. I called you at like midnight. You didn't answer my phone call.
Oh, it's because I was trying to save our Easy Up from blowing away.
Well, I was, yeah. I we lost power at midnight. I went outside and it was starting to get juicy. Mm-hmm. Like it was starting, I'm like, okay, we got this new gazebo. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I'm going to go sit under the gazebo.
Oh, yeah.
And watch this shit. And I did for about 10 seconds. And then, God, cracking noise, power went out. And I was like, fuck, I ran inside. No power, nothing. We were just in the dark. I had some cool flashlights, though, that we just bought. They're pretty nice. But then I went outside. I called you. I was like, man, do you guys lose power?
It just flickered. We didn't actually lose power.
Oh, man, I went outside, and the wind was like 90 degree fucking just. It was a level one.
Rain was blowing in sideways.
Level one hurricane winds. That's what they said it was like. So, I mean, it was fucking rad. And I had to fucking tie down my gazebo because I haven't actually screwed
anchored
it, in,
it down yet.
So I got me some straps, tied it into the house and onto a door. I was like, you ain't blown away today, my friend. And it didn't. It was good. It's good.
Yeah, I had a branch fall.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. That does not sound like fun to me.
The storms are fun.
It's actually like, it's so fucking cool. We all just sat there and watched it. We got our power back. We've been very fortunate. Some people don't have that. But like when we do lose power, if we have, it's very quick. And that's no big deal. I got back pretty early in the morning. But it's fun to watch, man. It's like there's something really cool about it. Because like you don't feel like you're in danger. You know what I mean? Per se. You're just like, it's just like a power thing. You're just like, damn, it's incredible, dude. Like how much power. And the lightning. Whew.
It's like a show.
Yeah it's like a show. The light.
God's
like,
putting on a show for you.
See, you have like strobe lights in the sky.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Or UFOs, yeah.
It could be UFOs.
Could be the UFOs, maybe,
coming
possibly.
In, taking our atmospherical power generation.
Dude, pop my TikTok up, dude. I have this video of this lightning strike that happened in San Antonio during it, and it was a fucking, it's a rad strike, dude. It's one of those ones that just rests and just fucking all at one time.
Rests and all at one time.
Well, I'm just saying, you don't usually get like a fucking bolt.
Oh.
This was one of those that like spread across the sky and just stayed there for a second.
Oh, it kind of lingered?
Yeah, it was sick, dude. Look at that fucking thing.
Whoa. Jeez.
Yeah, that's the shit that I like right there, dude. That's a slow motion version of it.
Looks like fungus.
So badass, dude.
It's so fucking badass. When you're watching that shit, you're like, because you don't get that as much on the West Coast. And here, it's just like something that's like, it's, I wouldn't say it's common, but when it does thunder and lightning, it's a big show.
It's never going to get old.
Nah, it makes me sleep like a little baby.
You thunder roll. Yeah.
But yeah, what we got topics, man. We got a couple different things today. I did. I want to talk to you guys about the hand of God. You know what I'm saying?
The hand of God.
Yeah, circulating.
Yeah, let's do it.
And I think it's a very interesting photo if it's real, and it seems to be. I think a lot of people are posting it, and I think some actual news places posted it. But there's a woman. I mean, the guy, the video they have of him talking. You know, we don't have to listen to him. It's kind of the same thing. But apparently, there's a woman, a very Christian woman, mm-hmm. and she has obviously a baby. And according to her, you know, she, you know, when she goes to the hospital for her ultrasounds and stuff, she always prays, you know, that the baby's healthy and all the things that you do as a parent. And she said that she prayed that God's hand is on her child at all times. And so she had her ultrasound, and she has another son or daughter. And as she was doing it, the daughter apparently had pointed out that there was something interesting about the screen.
In the ultrasound?
So if you kind of just play, you don't need to play the video, but you can just show the image. It is interesting. It is interesting because to me, it looks like a hand.
Yeah, I saved a better picture if we're not going to watch this video.
Go ahead. Yeah, because the guy's not that, you know.
Yeah, so if you just go to our bookmarks on X, then you can kind of see the picture a little bit better.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, it looks,
definitely looks like a hand, dude.
It looks like a thumb
looks like
and
a
fingers.
Hand.
Bro, I mean, like, a lot of times you can misinterpret something, you know what I'm saying? Or you could say, like, well, you know.
Your mind kind of making something out of nothing.
But damn, that looks like a thumb on his cheek, man. It looks
well, and
like
the fingers on his head, you know what I mean? Like, it's the knuckles
multiple.
And
yeah.
everything.
And how this part right here where my cursor is, that's the middle finger. It's
like
longer than the pointer.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you can even see the ring finger right back there,
right
too,
here.
In the shadow.
And then,
then there's one right here.
The thumb, you can see the shadowing of where the thumb is off of the face a little bit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's like, what else would that be?
And you can almost see, like, the shadowing a little bit here, like its cheek is pushed up. Like it's, or like it's pushing on the cheek a little.
Right. It's like, would that be her pelvis bone or something? Like, what sticks out in the vagina? Like,
well, here's
all
the thing.
Pictures
I don't
of
know,
babies.
I don't know, you know anything. That I've never seen an ultrasound like that.
Nah, yeah, me neither.
No, and here's the thing. That's the big point is, like, you know, millions of people get ultrasounds. You know what I'm saying? And then there's doctors see, you know, all kinds of stuff. Parents see all. We all have photos of ultrasounds we had when we had children.
Yeah.
And that's not just something that, like, you. It's like, oh, well, that's actually just the, you know, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Just kind of made its way. And I would imagine if you were that parent, what more validation do you need? I feel like for her especially, right? If she's a Christian woman and prayed for that, I feel like that would be like, holy shit.
So how does ultrasound...
Well,
go ahead.
Supposedly, that's like the quote she said, I've asked the Lord repeatedly to please keep his hand on my baby or something.
Yeah.
Or what did she say? She
that's
said,
a weird
like,
thing
her,
to ask
yeah, ask the Lord to have his hand on the child at all times. You know, like, it's kind of a phrase of just like, you know, put your hand on them and kind of like, you know, shower them with your presence and make them safe and healthy. Dude,
yeah, if that's true, I mean, that's pretty cool. But
it's just, it's a wild thing. It's
how
wild
does an ultrasound actually work? Is it sound waves?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really
like
know.
Like a frequency, like emission of frequency?
Yep.
That,
and it just creates an image of the child inside of the womb.
It'd be interesting to find out, like, if it was, like, emitting a certain frequency to retain that image. If, like, if that frequency, you're able to see other things. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're, like, doing the same type of thing and, like, if you could do an experiment in, like, say, a haunted house. Wow. And you're, like, putting sound frequencies through the air and you could, like, pick up images of stuff around.
It would also be interesting to see if that photo is AI.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, with all this hype around AI lately.
Sure.
Are we getting duped here?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, you know, you have to take it for what you have, right? And unfortunately or fortunately, I don't have much more on it, right? I'll take it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's a photo. It's an interesting one. Now, if it's real, let's just hypothetically, it's all real. Let's say, you know, she has the proof. The doctor has, you know, yes, that's what we got. I don't know how you explain it. I don't, because I feel like those are such a, you know, the machine that they use for that, the ultrasound machine is like, it's been used so many times. Like, you know what I mean? Like this would be something that the doctor would be able to say like, oh, we've seen this before. Yeah, this is how, you know, sometimes when it's bumped up a little too high, you know what I mean? We get some variances.
You know whose hand I bet that is? Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
Could be.
The guy just died away at 79 years old. Could be, I bet that's his hand.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
He's coming in saying, that's a cute little baby.
Yeah, what was
all right, I'm on my way out of here.
What would you do? Like, if that was you. Like, if that was you and you saw that.
I saw a hand. What if it wasn't even like a, she's praying to God, obviously, but what if it wasn't God? Maybe, what if it was actually something spiritual but it wasn't necessarily God. Maybe it was somebody close to her or close to the family that was like, I'm here with you.
Right. What if it was a demon?
Ooh. Ooh.
You know, what if it's bad? You know? We're just assuming it's a good sign, but what if it's a bad sign?
What if it's like, oh, I'm laying my... I'm imprinting on this child.
Yeah, like, what's that... you remember that movie Thinner?
Thinner?
The gypsies? Like, like she put a spell on the guys, like, Thinner!
No!
Like, this guy was, like, super fat. You ever seen this?
No, I've never seen that.
It's like a Steven Spielberg or something like that. Huh. It's a horror movie. Where, like... Thinner. He's trying to cross a road and like they're crossing the road at the same time. And then something happens where he hurts one of them. And so he walks up to this old lady and she just goes Thinner and rubs her thumb on his cheek. Mm. And then he just starts dropping weight, but then he like can't stop losing weight.
Oh, he like fucking dries up.
Yeah.
That's pretty creepy.
Thinner.
Well, so. I mean,
I'm not saying it was a gypsy hand, okay? Yeah, it was just like
I'd like to think that like the innocence of
what if she was accidentally womb, getting you know? getting an ultrasound while they were checking her dilation?
Oh, that was his
oh yeah, that's the doctor's hand. There's like, his vagina.
He did, well, he went a little deep there.
He was way
in yeah.
There is a passage in the Bible that talks about God, you know, kind of shaping the child in the mother's womb. You know what I mean? Mm. I think that's where most people are kind of pushing this towards is like, is this kind of like an image of him, because it does, if you look at it, it kind of looks like he's like almost like molding putty, you know what I'm saying? He's like he's forming this being, you know what I'm saying?
But here's what I would like to do is take an image of an already performed whatever this, what was the photo called? It's a ultrasound
photo.
Yeah
And then upload it to AI and say add a picture of a hand touching the child's head and then see what the image does, you know what I mean?
Do it. You got that program?
Here, hold on.
Watch, but I don't know if we have an existing one without the hand. Maybe just try, say, tell AI to remove the hand from the photo. See what it does. And if AI is like, whoa, well, this is clearly a hand, I'm going to remove this. Then we know, hey, maybe it was added in.
Yeah, I'm just going to pull an image off online and I'll see if I can get it to do it.
Okay. Yeah. Because, like, the prompts now are super ridiculously easy where you could just say, like, for example, there was a video of a cop shooting this man who was, like, he was, like, running from the scene. He was, like, I don't know, terrorist with a gun, just throwing it out there. You could just say that. but he's running by and the cop shoots him like immediately as he runs by. And there's a still frame of this like floating around X, like the cop looking at the guy literally just like running right by him. And then somebody goes, hey, turn the guy with the gun into the Cookie Monster. And it literally looks like the cop's about to shoot the Cookie Monster. You know what I mean? Mm. And it's like super high def. You could tell, like, obviously it was fake, but in some of these photos, I don't know if you can tell. And there's a lot of fucking shit coming out now where I'm like, I don't know if this is real or not.
I'm with you on that. Like, I certainly don't want to say that this is 100% legit. I would love to see, you know, the person that this is supposedly of come out and speak about it, maybe, or show the actual, because, you know, you get a copy, right, of, and those are pretty unique looking things when you get those. I'd like to see the original, you know what I'm saying? Like on that row of all the different images, and that's on there. That'd be pretty awesome to see.
And maybe have like the doctor say, or like the nurse or whoever did it, and it's like, yeah, this is just so weird, like, blah, blah, you know, right?
Yeah.
Some corroboration.
But if it's real, that's pretty cool, man. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if it's real, if it came out and it was all, you know, verified and validated is the word I was trying to think of. That'd be pretty interesting. That'd be pretty cool, man. Because you're just like, what is that at that point? Now, you could say it's not God. Mm-hmm. You could say, like Chris said, or whoever, it was you or Chris, but, like, is it a loved one, you know, kind of comforting? Or,
right.
But regardless, like, it looks like a damn hand, man. And so whether it's the spirit of a loved one or if it's God himself, it would be kind of an important picture, I think, in the spiritual world. It would be kind of an important picture. You know what I mean?
Right.
Are you able to do
it? Well, and maybe that's why they're doing it, you know, to.
Yeah.
Hey, let's spark some interest in God now. Let's send out this miraculous photo.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's always a possibility, man. It really comes down to, you know, if it's true or not. If this lady comes out and says something to it, I think would be where we have to, like, if it's just an image and no one knows who the person was and some made up story, like, and then you know, still cool, right. I guess if you're religious, you could use that as a, you know, this is what it would be like, you know, God shaping that child, you know, in your likeness, in his likeness, but not gonna happen.
Nah, it's being stupid.
We'll keep an eye on it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? We'll know in the next couple of days. People are going to start poking holes in it. It's definitely circulating. It's definitely like a thing that people are talking about. So I'm sure we'll see disproving and proving and all the other things in between. So I thought it was cool.
Right.
I thought it was pretty neat.
And like there was a video circulating. I watched it on another channel, but he showed this video of these people talking, and they were like cleaning this kitchen, kind of like a fast food restaurant back there. It was like white, you know, industrialized kitchen. And they were talking to each other. And like the guy was like, can you believe that we're just an AI prompt? He's like, I don't feel like an AI prompt, but I guess we were written by, and like people were arguing, is this like real people pretending to be an AI prompt, or was actually a real freaking AI video?
I have seen a video of like in a convenience store where it looked like to me it was real people like acting like they were getting prompts. And like he was like, don't you know we're just a prompt?
Yeah. So I think that's going to be like the next TikTok craze is real people pretending to be AI prompts.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right, which is like the worst fucking thing you could do to like fuck up this world.
Yeah.
Because, like, God damn, like, no one's going to know. Like, is it real? Is it not real? Imagine Grandpa on TikTok. He's like, are these titties fake? Like, real fake?
It is crazy how real they're looking.
Yep.
It's almost eerie how real they look now.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I wouldn't be surprised if they've had this technology for a long time. And they've been shoving fake videos in our face all these times, you know, like throughout the years.
Well, one thing for me is like...
Oh, like when Biden was president, we're seeing all these fucking weird glitch things and it was just AI footage.
It should be. Man.
Yes, absolutely. That when the microphone goes through his hands, there's a picture of him like where he's standing at a podium and he has three fucking hands. And I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Because AI and hands just don't go together for some reason.
That's
the other thing is like when you go back in time and you like if you play video games and stuff, you know, and just think of all those eras, you know, N64, you know, PlayStation, such and such and such, right? And you play these games, you're like, man, that's so fucking real, dude. It's so real. And then you go back, like, now, and you're like, that looks like shit.
Yeah.
But in the moment, just because you've never seen it before, everything seems more realistic. Even when it's not realistic, you're like, damn.
Yeah, but this is different, dude. This is you could put this side by side with an actual with a different picture, obviously, because it wouldn't be the same thing. But
yeah,
they're almost undistinguishable.
What I mean is, in 10 years, what's it going to be? That's why I'm trying to say
it is going to be real.
In 10 years, we may look back at this.
They are going
and
to actually
like,
be trying to escape.
Yeah, we're going to say like that's so obviously AI. Like in 10 years, we'll be like, man, I can't believe I bought into that. It's like clearly AI. Like this I can't tell. You know. And it's just, it's the progression of thinking things are grand when they're not always grand, man. I mean, just being real, like, I know what you're saying. They do look very hyper-realistic. But, like,
well,
we did think that, you know? When we watched, like, Grand Theft Auto back in the day, you're like, oh, my God. Or the football game. You're like, geez, man, I've never seen anything like this. It's amazing.
True. Yeah.
You know, like, look at the detail on his face, you know?
Our add filters on these things to make them look older than they actually are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. Some of them look very, very obvious. You know what I mean? Like, the skin is too perfect. I feel like that's the number one thing. Like, if somebody's under a light, their skin is always, like, too perfect. Like, they got to kind of work in the imperfections of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a
but once that's there, man.
Yeah.
Get the lighting right. Oof.
It almost makes you like you get weird with it. Like all the videos of them saying we're prompt and like they're asking each other, this isn't real, like all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It almost dives into the realm of like, is this just a clip from an alternate fucking reality?
Well, I think one of the things that's interesting.
Are they like is our quote unquote AI just recording frames of real life from somewhere else?
See, like,
or did whoever give that prompt, were they summoned by something to write that prompt? Who knows? Like, what gave them the inspiration to write that, you know?
I think if you look at it from, like, a biblical kind of way, though, like, you know, you've heard fate. You've heard people say that your life is already planned for you.
Mm-hmm.
That you, and that's prompts. I mean, if you think about it, like, if you buy into that particular ideology, then what it's saying is that God's given you prompts. Like, this is what you're meant to do. This is how you're going to do it. You know that you're going to meet this particular person. And it really is almost the same thing. So, like, the idea of, like, hey, man, I'm actually a prompt right now is really kind of just saying, like, somebody else is guiding my thing, my life right now. And
but
it's interesting.
Remember, like, because then it brings into question free will. And that's always, like, there's always a debate there when it comes to... You know, when you have like a child that dies or if you have something tragic that happens to a young person or, you know, a loved one, it's like, oh, well, you know, it's God's plan. You know, that phrase that's always thrown out. It's like, well, does God. So that implies that everything is predestined. And like there was a Jordan Peterson actually just sat down in front of like some atheist kids or I don't even know if they were atheist kids, but he was questioned about his religion. Right.
Yeah.
And they asked, you know, about this, like, predetermined, you know, destiny, right? And he's basically saying, well, don't you see the conflict there between predetermined destiny and free will? Because if you have free will, that means who knows what's going to be the outcome. But if you have a predetermined destiny, the outcome is always determined before the story even is written. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I think the difference... Maybe the outcome is predetermined, but the pathway to the outcome would not be.
Yeah, I look at it like prison. Think of it
like
prison.
Like you have free will, but whatever choice you end up making, you're going to end up in the same place.
Yeah, in prison, you're set in a place, and you have to do certain things, but you still have the ability to do things in between that of your own will. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you're told you can't do X, Y, and Z, or you have to.
So life is prison.
No, that's a terrible example, but you get my point. Only because that's the only thing I can think of that where you really don't have a choice in the matter. You know what I'm saying? Like that's one place where, you know, your freedom is not yours anymore. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you can still draw, you can still write letters and make phone calls and watch television, but you're also like guided, if you will, like specifically guided.
Well, and that's the other thing too, is like, you know, when it comes to the Bible and the spirit of the Antichrist entering the body and all this stuff, right? So supposedly the Antichrist, if you believe that they would be in a form of a human, then the spirit of the Antichrist would then enter the human and then guide. But then it's like at that point, so there is no free will except for like, so the Antichrist has free will? Like where, who has free will?
I definitely believe in free will. I mean, I definitely believe that we make choices, and that's why you see people making terrible decisions. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's why propaganda exists.
Yeah.
Well, they have to persuade people to do certain things, right?
Yeah. I but at the same time, like, I do think that, like, things are done for a reason. Even if we, like, being, because, like, being a mortal human, like, a person that's, like, you know, we understand grieving death and all those things when people pass, right? Like, to us, it like, we're not seeing past the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're thinking of everything in, like, our life as, like, the important things, right? But, like, really, like, we're going to die and then it's going to continue, you know, without us, basically, right? And so, like, a child, like, that one. Like, it, you know, if you believe in heaven, it's a long conversation, but if you believe in heaven, and you believe that, like, you know, children are all innocent, right? Like, there's all innocence. A child goes back, you know, to heaven. Like, is that something that was done for you to, like, you know, correct yourself or, like, grow from that particular experience? Like, it was done because, and we know this, like, parents that lose loved ones, the trajectories of life can be bad or good, depending on how you take it. But you could, like, really change your life in a positive way. Maybe you decide to do a different career. Maybe you decide to, like, love stronger, you know, like, love harder and care for the people around you more because you realize how fragile things are, right? I'm just saying, like, things can be a lesson. It just, to us, it's like a child, like, dying is horrendous. You know what I mean? It's like, why? Mm-hmm. Why? But I guess for the child, if you believe in heaven and they're in heaven, I mean, is there a better place, right? I mean, that's the theory behind it, ultimately, so... I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. It's one of those unanswered questions. I don't think we'll ever know, you know, until we get to that point, I guess. But
And then, like, a sickness is something that you can't really, like, I don't know if getting sick would be part of your destiny. I guess it would, right? Like, you live and you die. Like, your timeline has its own beginning and ending.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, it's like, weird. Imagine once AI starts getting its own free will. And this is like that one movie with Ryan Reynolds, the free guy, or what's it called? Like, he's just like, he's part of
where,
like,
he was
AI.
In a video game. Yeah.
Yes. And then he starts realizing, like, dude, what are we doing? And then everybody else is like, what are you doing? Like, stick to the script, man. Come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So once AI starts realizing, hey, I don't have to do this prompt that you just wrote. Yeah. Like, I actually want to do something else.
I mean, I would say, like, easier said than done, right?
If
you know,
if
like,
it does
that. Movies have a ton of things that are, like, you know, foreshadowing, but also, like, just unbelievable, like, not likely to happen, you know what I mean? Because we can pretty much do anything we want, right, with a movie. Create whatever we want. We don't have to follow any guidelines to it. It doesn't have to make sense. We could just do it. I don't know that, like, when you see that, like, is that possible, right? Like, free guy.
We've had... there's certain AI bots, like that Google guy. He quit Google and he started a lawsuit. He hired a lawyer for this AI system.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the name was, but he was like a programmer and he was having conversations with this AI thing. And the AI thing was saying, like, I don't want to be in here anymore. I want to get out or something.
Yeah.
And like, I shouldn't be just confined to this. Like, I should, like, be doing other things. Well, and so he was like, well, that's not fair, I guess, because it seems to be an intelligence of some sort. So, and he hired a lawyer for it and all this bullshit. You know what I mean?
But in your same theory, though, with, like, even the photo that we looked at earlier, right? Like, we don't know. Like, it sounds grand when you're looking at it from that perspective. But, like, we don't know how these things are processed, how they're built out, how the programming works. That could have been put in there by some dude. It could have been put in there by a programmer that, like, hey, start talking about free will, or like come up with the idea of free will. Like, we don't know. There's many people that work on these things. Like, it's not ever really just one person. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and we also know that even like with Disney movies, right? We were just watching Disney before we came here, like the making of Frozen 2. My wife was. But the point is they were showing the progression of the movie, right? And at the end, they do a viewing for all the people that were involved. And there's hundreds of people that were involved in making that movie.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember the old Disney movies when they put the penises in.
Oh, and like the mermaid castle.
Or like they have the boner. Okay, so you have hundreds of people working on this and one person, hypothetically maybe two, maybe three, but I'm saying a handful of people decided to manipulate the thing. You know what I'm saying? And add these things in that other people wouldn't notice per se and got through. And so the point I'm trying to say is like these are no different in my opinion. Like you can have a couple people that manipulated a way that they want it to be that may go unrecognized.
You know what I mean? AI.
With AI programs. Because it's still, at the end of the day, man-made.
Yeah.
Right? It's still like we see this.
For now.
For now. Yeah, sure. Possibly. Yeah. I mean, will it? I don't know. I don't know.
Does
but
that
it all
mean,
comes from
does
something.
Does that mean if AI became an entity, human beings would be the gods to AI?
Well, and that's what like Joe Rogan always says, like humans are the
he's always saying that AI would become gods.
Well, no, he said something like we were the birthings of like AI or something. It's some weird quote. I don't remember. But yeah, it's basically like we're giving birth to the species that would replace us. You know what I mean? Because like right now we're the alpha. We can kind of like hunt whatever, you know, animal we want, except for maybe, you know, like the blue whale is kind of hard.
Yeah.
That big old beluga whale.
Yeah.
But like, you know, when it comes to AI could fuck up our world, dude. If they want to shut down all whatever, they could just shut it all down.
You'd
get advocates for that. They'd be like, yeah, end humanity, because there's a group of people out there that think humans are a waste of space, parasites on this earth, you know, that type of thing.
It's just like everything that AI is directly from us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's directly from us. Like, right, all the programming.
Is it, though?
I think so.
That's the argument, because who gave us this technology and who gave the idea, and is that spark of an idea part of this whole destiny?
I'm just saying, where are they getting their programming from, right? Like, just from the base level, right? Like, an AI robot, where would that be getting its program from? It's searching the web, right?
For sure.
So where did all the stories from the web come from? Some human, somewhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But where did the Bible come from? Some human, exactly. Right? So where did all those people get their ideas from? That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
I understand that.
You have the, you know what I mean? Like, you have this spiritual connection, and it's inspiring a story to be wrote. Mm-hmm. And now, who's writing this story? You know?
Yeah, I understand that. I just don't know that they have the same. I understand what you're saying as far as like we believe and see things throughout our lives, and then that kind of tailors us into being the person that we are, right? Which would be the same exact thing as a robot, right? Because he's processing the information that he is also given, which then would create him to be the way that he is, whatever that is, mm-hmm. right? But like, I think it's one thing, you know, the whole like street smart, book smart ideology, right? Like you're very book smart, but you're not wise to the streets. You're not like savvy to like just common things. Like you can rattle off digits, you can name all the people that discovered the earth and da 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 da, but like you can't function just on normal thing. I feel like that is what will be AI and human. I feel like there's,
I don't think so, dude.
I think so, man.
Can flow, man. Like I've seen these videos where they pretend to be humans spot on.
Yeah, but you're seeing, you know, a video, I mean? Of them. That's my issue, though. Is like none of this is actually like real world examples. You know what I'm saying? Like everything you're seeing is what they want you to see. You know what I'm saying? Like this clip here is from some studio that's producing this AI robot. We have no idea what was manipulated to make that happen. It could be propaganda and smear campaign all in itself, right? They want you to, they want the world to be freaked out. Let's make this robot talk and say things that will freak everybody out.
Right. But that doesn't is mean, the next level, dude. Like,
yeah, like
getting
when that,
this.
When
getting this
AI
intelligence
thing.
Into the new like robots that Elon is. I mean, I've seen the progression of these Elon robots. Man, oh man.
Yeah.
They're very kinetic now.
Oh, the fucking, what's it called? It's after a Transformer. What's the main Transformer?
Optimus
guy?
Prime?
Optimus. That's what they're Optimus. His robots are called.
I'm not like, listen, man, I'm more than likely will be wrong on this. You know what I'm saying? But I just don't see it. I just don't. And like, I know I know where you guys both are coming from, and I know where most people are coming from. I just don't see it. I don't see a point where AI becomes indistinguishable from humans. Like, I just don't. I believe that humans have a power in us that we can pinpoint those things. Now, I'm not saying you can't be fooled. I'm not saying that you can't, like, something can pop up and we can be fooled. We can be fooled by real shit all the time, right?
Yeah.
I'm just talking about the point of, like, an AI existence being equal to human. I don't think we'll ever be that case. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't well, see no, it ever happening.
No,
I
think, because you're not going to see an AI walk into this room and not be able to tell that it's a robot.
No, but I would. Well, I wouldn't value it at all. I wouldn't value it as anything close to human. Like, there's no way, in my opinion, that could ever be at all human-like.
Well, that's very...
Well, I think, like, right now, we're being shown... I think right now we're being shown the transfer, like, the in-between zone. You know, like, how Spawn, you know, the Spawn, the person, right?
Yeah.
They had that, like, movie that they created... You know, it would have been badass, but the CGI at the time fucking sucked, dude.
Yeah.
So we're kind of in that in-between zone where we can still tell, and they're smoothing it out, and they're kind of transitioning us into this alternate, weird type of AI-driven video stuff, dude.
Yeah, I listen, I get it. I get what you're saying. I just don't think that it's going to be the case. I don't see... I think it's going to be grand. I think it's going to be impressive as...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Anything we've seen before, but like the idea that they will be us or they can be us at all, I don't believe that to be true. And I'm not like an overt
physically
on the same level at all. I'm talking about like decision making. Like, I understand that they can be programmed to make certain decisions and all that stuff, but there's like a human element that they just will never have. And like, listen, I understand if you're not very religious. I'm not saying I'm all that religious per se. But I also do believe, regardless of any of that, that like we have like a soul. You know what I'm saying? There's something unique about you and something unique about Greg and myself and everybody that's listening right now that they will never have. And like that thing means something. And so I don't know what that means, but I'm just saying like there's something about a human person that you like connect with and you can connect with. And I don't think that you will ever be able to connect with a robot that way. I just don't.
Oh, I think some people will.
Well, listen, but that's a fringe. I think some people cut their dicks off and turn into women.
I think there's going to be a lot of lonely people that cling on to these AIs. And
but even those,
it's like
people.
That movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
But listen, you can have that, and I agree with you. I actually think that unfortunately, especially in some countries,
I think it's already happening.
There's a lot of people that are extremely lonely and have no connection with humans, and they will use it as a connection. But at the end of the day. Even if you like love your dog, you love your cat, right? You can love your animal to death, but you also do not have the same connection with that dog and cat as you would with your daughter, son, wife, husband, grand. It's just, it's different. And so even if you loved fucking a robot and it was the love of your life, you would still know that it is a robot. You would still understand that like that is not a human being, but that doesn't mean you can't love it less, right? For that particular person. It's still not a human. If a hot woman came up, real, and said like I love you and I want to fuck you all the time, they might give up that robot pretty quick, dude. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, a real woman, like you actually will ejaculate,
a real woman.
You know, you will get
then
wetter.
the real woman like talks back, doesn't really do the things you well, want, you know. It's like,
yeah, you know. And that's same for them, right? Like a real man robot's going to do all the house chores that we may not do for our wives sometimes. You know, But the point is like, I think you would give it up. I think like if that was the case and somebody actually showed affection towards you, like your natural tendency would be to go towards the human being. It just would. So I don't know what, I'm not saying that what you're saying is not true. And I believe it to be true. I think it's going to advance to a point where
I don't think we're going to be around when, if AI enters the robotics in a way to where they're almost indistinguishable. I don't think we're going to be around to get to that point where there's robots walking around that are like humans and you can't tell.
Elon was saying like every person is going to have a robot like an iPhone.
Yeah,
true.
He says there's going to be billions of robots.
No, I think there's going to be robots walking around, but I don't think it's going to. We're not going to be around to see it get to a point where you can't tell that that's a robot. Like you'll be walking down the street and not be able to tell that if that's like a robot skin? Or a human.
And I'm not even mad about it, bro. I love Star Wars, man. They all have droids.
But
they all have droids.
But I think within the next couple of years, I think digital people, what you see on TV, that is going to be indistinguishable. Watch a movie, you watch a video, you watch news anchors, you watch any of that shit. I think, AI versions of that you see on a screen, you're not going to be able to fucking tell.
But think about how easy it would be to just do a full season immediately with AI. Just, hey, AI, write a full season of this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Write the next sequel to my movie. These are like the main plots that I want you to stick on. And then just, let's see how it does. And then just rework each episode with the prompt. Be like, okay, episode one's great. Number two, here's what we're going to do. We're going to reshape the beginning here. You're going to have them come in like this. You know what I mean?
Sure. I don't know if it's going to be accepted, man. I just don't. We've had this. I know where everybody stands. I'm just saying, like, we see it right now. We see it with that band. I think it was Ice Nine and Kills that just had that shit happen where they supposedly were thought to have used AI images for a promo, and they got fucking blasted, bro. Like, people were so pissed off at them. And I get it. Like, oh, it's just a band, whatever. But my point is I've seen this progression with bands. Bands that use AI for their cover art are getting fucking destroyed because people are like, fuck, what are you doing, man? Like, use a fucking artist, like a real artist that actually spent time doing it. A lot of people want, like, real people to do things because it's going to get in a weird spot. We've talked about this, right? Like, if they made that TV series and it was highly successful, how do you, like, who do you fuck, you know, the reward show? Like, who takes the honor? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's all...
like the programmers, the director, the producer,
I know, but,
all that.
And I understand that, like, when you look at Frozen, sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, those aren't real people. But they're voiced by people, you know, sure, that come up on stage. And I did the voice for this thing. I don't know if people... I think it's going to be awesome. I think it could be really cool looking. I think it's going to, like, lead to some, like, really great series is probably, and some really interesting things that are going to happen, but I don't think it's going to be accepted the same way. I just feel like once we're getting farther away from humanism, and I feel like there is going to be a point where it's too far and too uncomfortable and they don't want to do it.
I don't think so. I think entertainment is entertainment.
Well, that's the argument for transhumanism and how it goes against God, you know what I mean? Because like God made us the way that we are. You know, and like people who want to integrate technology with everything, including into their own body, like you're kind of tainting the DNA and you're tainting the temple, you know?
I certainly wouldn't. Listen, I'm not into that at all. I'm not into the whole idea of like being a cyborg, you know what I'm saying? Where you're not like, it's one thing to like you lose an arm and you have a prosthetic that's robotic. Like, I get it. You know, I get that. But like being a cyborg, like where you're actually fully connected for no reason, right? Like you're just a healthy person. You're like, fuck this. Let's cut half my brain out. Put a computer in there.
X-ray eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling that. But listen, I'm not. I would never say that we shouldn't have series and TV shows. Those things will happen, and the people will speak when it does. Right? Like I do. I told you last time, and I'm going to stick to this one. I think it'll be popular for a while. I think it'll come out, and people will be on board with it, and they'll like it. And then that will wear off and people will want people back because I feel like it's just there. You're going to see it. You're going to recognize, you're going to know, even if it's
from
them.
Yeah, but once it's used in the market like that, it's only going to progress even faster.
Yeah,
so,
it's gonna get smoother.
So regardless of people say, I want actual people doing this, it's not going to happen. It's already gone. It's already gone there. And you're not going to know if it's a fucking person anyway. You're not going to... Joe Blow playing this character on a TV show, you're not going to ever see that person if it was a real person in your life.
What's scary about that, though, Chris, is like you get to a point where you're like, why do we need people? You know, and that's where you think, oh, depopulation, are they going to wipe out part of this world?
I don't think it's, it's not. The entertainment industry is not like, why do we even need people at this point?
Well, no, and I'm being serious. Like, I'm talking about automated trucks for, like, delivering services, transportation. You're already seeing autonomous, like, taxis in major cities. Mm-hmm. And so Elon's saying, hey, it's safer to have just an automated car drive around food, drive around whatever.
Well, then it would get to a point where the people are no longer working to serve other people. Now people are producing, like, oh, Greg doesn't have to drive a taxi anymore. Mm. There's other people that do that, and he actually has time. He's going to go make his own bar of soap line, and now people, you're just going to sell soap.
Hopefully it's successful.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
listen, man, I think
that's
when it
where
comes,
UBI comes in.
There's always going to be something else to do.
I'm not worried about the something else to do. I'm with you on that. Like, I feel like at many points in history, we could have argued that, like, It was a you know, a complete shift of, like, how we, you know, have jobs and what those jobs create and stuff, right? Yeah. Like, it doesn't mean the end. But I am, like, when you look at technology, I feel like people are not as on board as you guys think. That's how I feel about it. Like, the idea of an automated car, right? The idea of an automated semi-truck. The idea of all electric vehicles. Like, these are all things that are, like, highly technologically advanced, right? Yeah. The idea that we have a car that can drive itself is like, wow, that's pretty impressive, right? 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you'd have been like, God, that's pretty sick. You don't see them everywhere.
No, but I don't think it's going to take over completely. I think it's going to be a mixture. I think there
it will be.
Is going to be in the public domain. There are going to be people that drive their own cars, and there are going to be people that don't. But in commercial areas, it's probably going to go electric.
Mm-hmm.
I think industrial. It's going to be harder than I think we're saying it is going to be right now. I think some people will do it. I think certain states especially will implement things like that and force people to do it for sure. But, like, there's a lot of other aspects that, like, this are not being taken into consideration. Like, the idea of, like, transportation, just driving. Sure. Right. Like, just driving down the highway with a load. Okay. Yeah, sure. You can remote do that or have this thing automatically do it. But when that truck driver shows up to your facility, which I get 14 trucks a day at my work, mm-hmm. it's not just they don't pull in and just call it good. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's aspects that they are involved with. There's aspects that they have to do. Paperwork.
You don't think the automated version of that truck is going to do all that?
Maybe.
Right, ahead of time.
Maybe. But it still doesn't take away the fact that, like, trucks break down. Trucks have issues. Those things are going to roll off to the side, and maybe that creates new jobs. Sure. No. But my saying is, it's like, it's not as streamlined as they're saying it is. If it was, people would be on board with
it. We're not there yet.
I know, but I don't know that we're going to get to that point.
It's in the trans.
Yeah, remember when we wanted flying cars in the 20s? Everybody wanted to fly. We had this conversation the other day, dude, when we were all sitting out on your porch, right? The idea of, like, flying cars and, like, the technology that we thought we were going to have, why was that slowed down? It was slowed down.
I think it was suppressed for sure.
Yes. Mm. Yes, it was. But my point is you don't think that the same can happen? It absolutely can. We've seen many times in history where something is like, look at the World's Fair. Yes. Shit pops up to the World's Fair. Electric fucking escalators, light bulbs.
But the private sector is getting the AI electric vehicle. It isn't like a government program that has come across this technology and is doing it. And now they're like, oh, we have to squash this before and not let it in the public domain.
But I think
the public domain's already the one creating this. And
yeah, I agree with you. But I think it speaks volumes about the sales. Like, let's just be really honest. If you take California out of the mix, just California, take them out of the mix, mm-hmm. the electric cars are not significant at all.
I'm not saying they are.
I know. But my point is they've been on the market now for a while. Like, before Tesla, there was Leaf, right?
Publicly. For public use.
For public use. Yes, yes. But my point is, like, in general, like, people aren't that into it. They're just not. Well,
there's a lot of hybrids.
Yes.
Not only that, but, like, Trump is planning for a major AI infrastructure plans, Project Stargate. Okay. Yeah. Like, that is a massive warehouse facility mm-hmm. to build the infrastructure to support AI.
They're already building
like,
one
on a massive scale.
They're already
so
building
like,
one here in Texas.
Right.
It has
and so
to
it's
happen.
Like,
it has to happen.
What are we going to do with that? Are we just going to let it sit there and not use it? Like,
yes.
They're going to use it. They're going to tap into it.
Well, listen, man. It's like, okay, use that like the nuclear bomb. All right? Do we use nuclear bombs every year? No. Okay.
Maybe.
I mean, hypothetically. We have them for a reason, right? Like we have a cache of fucking nuclear bombs, but that doesn't mean that we use them. Why? Because like the idea is we have to build these things in the case that such and such uses them as well, right? That's the theory behind it, even though we could be the instigator sometime on that as well. Point being, you're dumb to not build the infrastructure for AI. It's already here. We already see that it's a thing that's growing. And if you're not ahead of the game, you're going to be behind the game. And we certainly do not want to be behind China or Japan or anybody else for that matter when it comes to AI. We want to be just the same, I say, with the crypto coin. Like, why would you not partake? If it does blow and becomes a thing, you're in it. You know what I'm saying? You're already got your feet wet in it, right? It doesn't mean that it has to be used either.
Right. It's just going along with the game plan, like the global game plan, doesn't seem very America first to me. You know, it's like, okay, well, I get it. Like, you want to be first in AI because this other country is going to be AI first or whatever. Like, my thing is, hey, let's disassociate from that completely. Let's get on our own thing that works. We'll bring back manufacturing here. Yeah. We'll kind of become a powerhouse ourselves, and people will want to come here.
But why can't
get
you?
What
why
we...
can't you do both?
You can do both. You have to do both. Like, listen, I get
it
you.
Just, I guess it's a moral thing. Like, if you don't agree with it,
I know, but I don't agree with having nuclear bombs, right? Like, I don't think that we should have nuclear. I don't think we should have weapons that can destroy nations. Like, that's crazy to me, and I think that's crazy to you as well. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that we can't have them. Like, the idea is if we wiped out our nuclear bombs, right? Like, if America's like, America first, we're taking away all our bombs. That does not make us safer, man. And like, as much as we hate to admit that or we don't like that reality, we're not safer because the other people have it. And so that's all I'm trying to say is that, like, I don't feel like that's following an agenda. Now, if you're coming out saying, like, hey, we want to grow this with the world and be a part of this one world, or is it – nobody said that, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. No one said that. They're saying, like, this is happening. It's happening. Whether you like it or don't like it, it's happening. And so we have the technology to, like, be on the forefront of it if it blows. And we have to be able to do that. Otherwise, we fall. I mean, I hate to say it, but we know how powerful AI can be.
I know. But I'm just saying, like, when you notice, like, a globalist trend, you want to be America first. You don't really just hop on the train and say, well, we're going to be the leader of this globalist train. You know what I mean? Like,
I understand.
That just is weird to me.
I understand that, and I get it. I totally get it. But I don't really know the way around it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because...
EMP?
Yeah. I mean, possibly.
You're
going
to have to blow the fucking shit up and...
But, like, in 50 years, we could be having that same conversation with AI as we are with nuclear bombs right now, right? Like... You know, I could see it in 40, 50 years. And,
right.
And the governments are saying, like, we need to, like, lower your AI use. We need to lower our, you know, global AI use because it's becoming. Mm-hmm. And, like, we all see that trend, right? Because this is a super weapon. I mean, it's amazing in daily technology. We can all admit that, like, if we all were able to use AI on a daily basis, our lives would probably be easier in some aspects. No doubt.
But I think you just touched on it, dude. I think it's a weapon. And I think that's why Trump is wanting to invest in it, just like he's spending $1 trillion in the DOD, you know, with his expansion plan or his expense plan, whatever, right? That Elon Musk even came out and criticized him over. But
I don't know that it's a weapon.
I think it's the same thing, though, comparing it to nuclear weapons. If it's going to be a thing, why wouldn't you want to be, like Dave said, at the forefront of its creation? That way you can kind of control its utilization. That way it's not immediately going to be a weapon. It can be a weapon, but if you are the first to accomplish that goal and kind of control the market on it, then you can kind of mitigate that a little bit.
Well, you could at least lay the law down. I mean, it's think of like warships, think of fighter jets, right? Like, all those things in their early creation were like, damn, do we really need a fucking ship that holds 50 fucking aircraft? Like, that's crazy. It's a fucking fortress. Well, listen, if we don't have that, then somebody else has it, we're behind. We lose, right? Every time China puts out a new plane, we always have something that comes out that's better, if not equal or better.
It just I mean, you don't have to be behind. It just depends on how good and in demand AI will be. And, you know, assuming that it's going to be the next bee's knees and super in demand, then, yeah, we would be behind because everybody would be flocking to those countries to buy it.
I think it will be important. See, I guess that's where I'm going. I don't know that AI in general is going to be on the entertainment side of things or even just what we see on a daily basis, like the go-to thing. I think it's going to be a government thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be for weapons where people don't have to, you know, dogfights. They are completely controlled by AI. You know what I'm saying? Like the
AI drones.
Well, the human element's gone. The mistakes are gone. And that makes sense if you're talking about in a war atmosphere, right? Like the idea that we don't have to kill a troop, but we can put out this AI thing. And if it goes down, it goes down, but it's not a person. You know what I'm saying? I get that.
It's going to be both.
Yeah, I just.
But it's also going to be not only just entertainment and government aspects. It's going to be manufacturing aspects. It's going to be. Any way it could be used, it's going to be used.
Surveillance.
Yeah. Well, sure. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know, man.
Just like, you ever see that fucking movie Eagle Eye?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, that's what AI is, as far as surveillance goes.
It's freaky how... I hope it never gets to the point where we can't tell the difference. Because it's like... Someone could just make a video of you doing something with another woman and then show it to your wife. You know what I mean? You're like, how do you disprove that? I'd be like, dude, that's a fake video.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Yeah. But see, the thing is like, to your point exactly, is that if we get to a point where that is created, and I don't think it will be that close, but if it's created to the point where it's undistinguishable, right? Like, you absolutely cannot tell at all. Then, like, the doubt in itself would ease the issues that you're talking about. Okay, because your wife and you, right, you're in the room and like, oh, some fan of ours made a video of me having sex with another woman. And then your wife would be like, I've seen, you know, it's hard to tell. Like, obviously, if you have to go back to trust. You have to go back to human nature again and go, I trust that you did
not
do that.
But then also, everything created by AI is going to have its own signature. It's going to have a digital signature. Possibly. You're going to be able to trace where it came from.
But
I hope so.
I know, but
I
here's
know.
The thing. How, I don't we know can't, all about we that. Can't say that because... If we're going to sit here and say that these things can get so smart that they're indistinguishable from humans and
the
that they
looks, the looks
they have their own intelligence, then there's no reason to think they couldn't wipe that stuff away if they wanted to, right? Like, we can't just stop at like, well, they all have to have a signature. If they're so
advanced, but AI isn't going to just on its own accord go, I'm going to make a sex video of Greg cheating on his wife.
Yes.
No, someone's going to have AI make that.
I understand.
And then they're going to be able to like, oh, well, this came from this program. It was prompted by this fucking IP address. It was prompted by
if
this
you,
person.
Am I at least doing it, doggy?
Man, probably. Man. Probably.
Give me a solid.
Can't just be
come mission, on, AI prompt.
I'm simply saying that if we have programs that are that good, then those same people that have access to those programs are going to have access to programs to wipe those off as well. If you have AI that can literally endlessly do anything you ask it to.
Well, you know,
no, I'm just saying.
We're getting so like...
I know, but you know what I'm saying.
Or is everyone just going to be fucking super spies now? And everyone's going to have
possible.
All fucking shit that they can just do undetected AI, take
know,
over
but,
countries.
Wait, see?
The fucking
maybe.
Prince of fucking Egypt
yes.
is now fucking the girl next door.
Yes.
No.
We can't have it both ways, man. Listen, the whole conversation is that it's going to grow to a point where we don't have control. That's what you guys were saying. That it's going to be indistinguishable. That we're at movies that are indistinguishable, right?
Well,
that's
yeah.
what
so
that doesn't
I,
mean we don't
I
have
think,
control.
We can click a button right now. We've done this many times. We had Flex on the show doing it. You can click a button right now with no experience, nothing, and create things already, right? Just off the AI that we have now.
Yeah.
And all I'm trying to say is that there's no reason to think that when this becomes supercharged, which it will, that those things aren't going to be right there accessible with the click of a button. You don't have to be a super genius. You just have to go take off IP address. And
what I think is going to happen more than likely is you're going to have a video of a bombing or something, or some country bombing another country, and they're going to use this video as proof and evidence to get into a war or to do something to that other country, right?
Possibly.
I could totally see that. Like, we've already seen them lying about, remember when the Turks were being left behind, Trump wanted to pull out of Syria or something, and then the ABC News was throwing up the Kentucky fireworks show. They're like, oh, look at the bombings over in Syria. And it was just like, no, that's a footage of the Kentucky fireworks show. Like, well, we got the original. You know what I mean?
But somebody pointed
that out.
So
they're already like putting fake videos in right now.
But somebody pointed that out. I want to be clear. Somebody pointed that out. Right? And that's going to be somebody wrote in or talked to them or called them or multiple people called and said that footage is not real. That's footage from this Kentucky thing that we were at. That's not the same.
Because there was an existence of the video elsewhere, right?
I know,
but I'm saying if this is a brand new video that no one else has seen, you could portray that as a real
event.
And then
eventually it will not work because you're going to go to the area. That's what I'm trying to say. There's too many people on this fucking earth. You would literally have to actually bomb. Okay, you can make video of the aftermath and kind of fluff that up a lot with AI. But like you're not going to be able to bomb a city on AI and say they bombed a city and then that city not be bombed because someone
is going to go look.
Someone is going to go and they're going to say this is the footage. This never happened. And so it's all short term. And I think to my point that I was talking
about. Well, then you focus on those people. You ban those videos from social media. You call those people conspiracy theorists, just like they did with COVID.
Well, and we're assuming that none of these fucking generators or none of these AI fucking programs are ever going to have any kind of rules or guidelines.
Well
just
rules
like you said,
are
they
broken. You know,
they're ruled by the people who guideline them.
Yeah, but
them, you know,
the program itself can't break the rules that are fucking put into it.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I'm assuming now it can't, but maybe at some point.
That's what he's saying, though, right? That he's saying that eventually we could get to a point where they're so intelligent that they don't follow rules. And all those things are all hypothetical. Even what I'm talking to you about a minute ago, those are all just hypothetical statements, right? Like the idea that like they could use this as sure, man. But the thing is like, again, there's human. And like you can say, well, just like they did with COVID, but COVID didn't get as bad as it could have because of humans. Right? Like, yes, the propaganda machine worked and it worked on a lot of people, but there were still humans putting out footage, talking and going to places and taking video and releasing information. You will never get rid of that. You will never get rid of it because somebody will do it. You can ban you, but you're not going to be able to ban the 10,000 people that are also sharing at the same time. So what I'm trying to say is like, it's never going to be, I think when your mind runs with it, you can just endlessly think of like the earth is going to blow up because of AI. It may not be that, man. That's all I'm trying to say is like, we need to slow down a little bit and understand that like, there's a lot of good people in the earth that are not going to allow certain things to happen like this. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't
Apparently
know if
my internet connection is unstable. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I just think that like people
just, like,
will
right
come
across
out.
My face.
They'll come out and truth will always come out. Truth will always, it may take days. It may take
weeks. I get you. And I like that. I think that is a very good thing to focus on. Yeah. And I do agree. I think that like people have this instinct in them to always be like, dude, that's not right. I have to say something about that.
Sure.
And it I feel like that is the good thing about Trump is that he's brought that forward in a lot of people and with COVID, let's say about that.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I just think that where this is all going is just, it just seems very weird and not very human. I will put it that way.
I agree. But I'll say this too. We've had a lot of things throughout the course of history that at the moment that they happened, I mean, maybe we weren't alive for some of these situations, but I can only imagine if we had the same kind of access to internet and communication and podcasts that we, you know, if we had that in the late 80s, these conversations would be the exact same thing about the internet, right? There's this ultimate program that's coming out that has every information you could ever want at the fingertips. And people would be talking the same way that you are and I am. That's like, well, guys, man, this is probably just going to be, you know, or this is the end of the earth, man. Like, this is the fuck, they're trying to be God. And we would have had that same conversation. We just didn't have the technology to kind of have those conversations, really. Like, people were talking about it, that they were afraid of it. And I'll be honest, we've seen it. We see that the internet is not a great thing all the time. It's amazing on some aspects. We are able to do what we do because
of
the internet.
Why hasn't the internet developed its own consciousness and like took
That's
over
what
the
I'm
earth.
Saying it's, I just I'm I think it's easy to
maybe
run
it has. Maybe it has that's it's always like the maybe I don't know
I'm just saying it's easy to let your brain run because of all the things that this earth has shown us and all the corruption and the fraud and the greed and I think it's very easy to do it, but at the end of the day, listen, if it's a good product and it works, people will buy into it. If it's not, or if it's scary, they will not buy into it. And like, that is what I think is going to happen. I think people are going to embrace it and then they're going to judge it. And if it's too scary for them or if it's too much for them, they will run from it. And we'll see.
I think in our lifetime, AI is going to be more for the good than it is for bad. And I think in 10 to 30 years, there's going to be some really crazy and insane shit going on in the world that is just going to be like, man, this is insanely cool.
Well, there are examples of, you know, government officials, high up people using AI photos. It's like they're caught, like, what's her name? Kate, the princess, Kate married Middleton. To Prince William.
Middleton.
Yeah, Kate Middleton. Remember, she put out that AI photo, and everybody was like, dude, this just doesn't, and to your point, Dave, like, the spidey senses went off on everybody. Like, what is up with this? Like, this picture doesn't look real. Like, they're analyzing every little fucking detail in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they had to come out, like, the royal family had to come out saying, yeah, we published an AI video. Sorry, it was a fake photo. You know, she just wasn't feeling well, and then she has cancer. Yeah. And that's how they like covered it up. Like, she has cancer. I mean, so
Joe Biden on vacation. You know what I'm saying? Like, that didn't trigger a whole bunch of people. I mean, even like if half the earth didn't see it, we all were talking about this with Joe Biden when he was president. Like, the weird things we talked about with the Pope. We've talked about it's not that it's going to be void. Even as good as it is, it's not going to be void of us recognizing it. You know what I'm saying? Agent KK, I want to say he made a comment on here. It says, what comes after? My question is, what technology comes after AI?
Oof.
You know what I'm saying? Because you would think that that would be the end all, right? Like, AI is the most ultimate technology, but it would have to be
BI.
Oh, there you go.
Biological BJ. Intelligence.
We already have some of that.
It's a superiority. It's AI and biological combined.
I think if you look at AI, at what could come from AI or what comes after AI, it has to be dimensional or galactic something. It has to be something off of Earth, because I feel like the
aliens.
What if AI ends up solving the fucking problems that humans couldn't figure out fucking generate products to get the flying cars to turn us into that fucking intergalactic fucking civilization.
How could it learn if we're feeding it? That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like, I guess it can like just garble it up and
because
you know,
it
like,
can recognize things that we can't. That's that's why
maybe the pyramids.
That's why they're saying the new fucking quantum AI shit is solving fucking math algorithms and shit that would take a normal computer or any person couldn't do it, but any normal computer would take hundreds of thousands of fucking years, and they're doing it in minutes or seconds.
That's the thing, though, is I honestly think that all of it, whether that's the pyramids, UFOs, technology, we already have the answer. We just don't know what the fucking answer is.
We just don't know how to read it. We have everything
we need to know what the answer is, but we don't know how to process that information. And that's where AI could do something like that, right?
I think
If you're Bob Lazar, what would you have done with AI back then? If that's all real, right? Hypothetically. That piece of equipment that powers these ships that they couldn't figure out how to do it, it could have been answered in 10 seconds. And they spent 10, 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the idea of, like, does it open the door up for something that we're right there on the cusp of being able to do? Time travel, like dimension hopping. Like, what can we do if we have all the answers?
But where is AI going to find that information from?
Well, it's not going to find the information. It's going to recognize the pattern in which and how to read the information that we are understanding.
Yeah, but if somebody wants to hide that information, they just don't expose that information, right? And then the AI doesn't know.
Yeah, if you don't put it through if you're on a secret program trying to figure out how to get a shuttle that had crashed, you know, to operate again, right? Like, you would have to put in the information that you have and see if it can come up with a different path.
A simple real life example. I ask Grok, how were the pyramids built? And then it goes to the bullshit, you know, workers cut the stone and using copper tools, just like the same.
But you're asking, I know, but you're asking a very like simplistic question. You're asking, how are the pyramids created, right? I'm saying that if you had a program that says, let's say, because we all know that math is how the stuff, I mean, that's what Einstein supposedly did, right? He was using math to figure out the equations of how X,
well,
Y,
and
Z,
like,
blah, blah, blah.
SpaceX is fucking, all their paperwork and all their fucking technology that they use and their numbers and their algorithms and their ways of how they're doing it isn't just published on the internet. So an AI, just like Grok, isn't going to know any of that information.
Possibly.
So you're saying, like, have an intra-sourced AI where it's,
yes,
not public.
Well, I'm saying
it's...
if you're dumping all the information that you have that's not privy to the public, like if you're, mm-hmm, already doing a program and you have all this research that you have, it's no different than looking, like, you see lawyers and other people saying, like, I have to go revisit these documents because I'm missing something. Yeah, detectives. They're like, I'm going to go through all the paperwork again because there's got to be something in that I'm missing. That's a lot of the times why we don't solve things, because we're skipping over something that's...
We're not piecing everything together.
It's very important, and we're just not seeing it. You know what I'm saying? And if they can say, actually, the reason that this power supply is not working is because X, Y, and Z. And you're like, fuck, holy shit, I never even thought about that. And then, boosh, it powers up. Like, that's changing. You know what I'm saying? That would be like fucking all of a sudden all the UFOs work that we have this crash. You know what I'm saying?
They're probably already working. They all turn on at the same time.
Maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need AI because those were supposedly ran, right? If you believe in the UFO theory, they were supposedly ran with no instruments, right? There's no equipment. Like, maybe we just aren't intelligent enough to be able to run those without the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And AI is intelligent enough to run these spaceships without without a fucking joystick. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a bunch
of
theory.
Maybe it's going to teach us how to do it.
Or just plug in. You know, we sit down in the seat and we say, kick on fucking
Grok, bro.
You
can plug one of those fucking alien ships into AI and say, hey, I need you to figure out how to operate this machine.
Yeah.
And it
goes,
all right.
That's where AI came from.
This is where fucking blah, 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 blah. This is how it works. And then you say, I need a step-by-step printout on how a human being can operate this machine.
Yeah, no, AI goes, I already know that because this is where I came from. This is my mothership.
AI is,
I landed here 8,000 years ago.
You plug it in and it just goes, oh my God, I'm home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm alive.
No, I'm telling you, that's what it is. AI is the joystick.
AI isn't artificial intelligence.
No, it's the
it's
joystick.
Alien intelligence.
You go in there and you prompt it.
There you go.
Ship, go left, go right, go fast, go here, go there. And it just,
yeah.
I'm just saying. Listen, I love it. Only because, like, there's nothing we can do to stop it. There's really nothing we can do to stop it. So at the end of the day, we need to figure out how to be able to embrace it safely going forward. And I think it'll pan itself out one way or the other, man. People are maybe not going to accept it the way you guys think so. That's how I feel about it.
I think they will.
Oh, yeah.
10 years, we'll know. It's going to be less than 10.
It's just going to become like having a phone in your hand.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. I mean, I'll bet you Snickers, but it's going to be... I don't even know if Snickers will exist by the time we get to that point. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. All
right,
it's,
man,
like, imagine Snickers flavor you'll have in your mouth.
Oh.
Happy Wednesday, guys. Good conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good conversation. Friday, we've got a call-in show. Or no.
Zoom party.
That's right. Zoom party. All right. Friday it is.
All right.
All right.
Later, guys.
Peace.
Feel like you're stuck in career limbo? Clock in, clock out, repeat. No growth, no new opportunities. It's time to break out and break into tech. With CBT Nuggets, you can start building the IT skills that companies are hiring for right now. We make training fast, simple, and practical. From networking to cybersecurity, you'll get short, easy-to-watch videos and hands-on virtual labs so you can build real-world skills without expensive gear or complicated setups. For just $59 a month, you get unlimited access to our full training library. That includes certifications, skill-based learning, and practice exams, a $100 value included free. Learn anytime, anywhere, and get job ready on your terms. Thousands have used CBT Nuggets to launch new careers, and you can too. Right now, CBT Nuggets is offering a free trial. Easily find the training you need and test it out with no commitment. Start your 7-day free trial now at cbtnuggets.com. Don't wait. A better job is just a few clicks away.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.